My friend Alex loves partying. He organizes a party at his parents' place for New Year's Eve and wanted to make the biggest one yet since his parents were out of town. He invited a bunch of his friends and told them to invite their own friends, with the only condition being that they should bring some booze. His parents had a luxurious house, which has enough room for two entire football teams, so Alex wasn't overly concerned about the place being crowded. When I arrived around 10:30 p.m., the music was already blaring three blocks away. Most of the people were pretty drunk. I joined in on the drinking and soon enough, got tipsy. It was around this time that I noticed one girl at the party who seemed to be standing next to the wall on her own, holding a cup in her hand. She immediately caught my eye because she was otherworldly beautiful. She had long blonde hair and blue eyes. The blue dress she wore prominently showed her sultry figure, and it was all I could do not to stare. She seemed to catch my gaze and smiled. "No, Daryl, you having a good time?" Half-drunken Alex wrapped his arm around my shoulder, almost spilling his drink on me. I leaned in and shouted in his ear so that he could hear me over the loud music. "Yeah, man. Hey, listen, who's that girl over there?" "What?" He raised his eyebrows and leaned in closer. I repeated my question, and once he glanced at the girl, he said, "I don't know her name, man. Matt's been here with her. Says she's best in bed." "Huh?" I said, catching the girl's gaze once more. I had just ended a 3-year-long relationship, so I wasn't really looking for anything serious. The one-night stand sounded like a perfect way to end the crappy year that was 2019. Alex leaned in and shouted something in my ear. "Hey, bud, you even thought she fucks like a nymph. Matt said he'd never interact with her again." "Why?" I asked. Alex shrugged. "No idea. He just said that inviting her home was the worst idea." Hey, Jamie!" His attention went to another friend that passed by, and I was left alone with my own thoughts, as difficult as they were to be heard in such a loud place. Matt was perfectly picky with women, so having another girl that isn't to his liking was no big news. I realized that the girl was still staring at me with a seductive smile, so I allowed the alcohol in my blood to give me the surge of courage I needed to approach her. We introduced each other and made some shallow small talk. She said her name was Melissa, and after a few brief exchanges, I asked her to dance. She said yes, spurring me to try and take things even further. As we danced, things started getting more heated between us, and at one point, Melissa wrapped her arms around my shoulders and leaned in. She said, "Do you have a place? We could take this somewhere more private." She bit her lip as she said so, and continued dancing gently. "I got an apartment, not too far away. We can use my car," I said, my boner practically talking instead of me. She nodded, and before anyone noticed, we were out of Alex's house. We barely managed to enter my apartment with our clothes still on, and as soon as I locked the door behind us, she stopped kissing me and said, Wait, before we do this, there's some things you need to know about me." "What things?" I said, kissing her neck, not caring about talking right now. She gently pushed me away, blushing and panting, and said, "Please, this is very important. Listen to what I have to say, and I promise I'll let you do anything you want to me later." She ran her hand across my inner thigh. Now, I was so horny at that moment, I just wanted to jump on her, but I nodded, and I agreed to let her speak. She sat upright on the couch and exhaled before she said, "All right, so, there are a couple of rules you need to follow, because otherwise, you may put yourself in danger." "Oh, great," I thought to myself. "She has an STD, or something," she continued. "The first thing you need to know is now that we started this, we need to finish it to the end. If we don't, you'll have 8 years of bad luck. If you ask me to leave after we've had sex, something even worse may happen." I frowned in confusion, but before I could say anything, she continued. "If you see my eyes turning red during sex, close your eyes, but don't stop. You're going to hear me make deep guttural noises, but they should be gone within a minute or so. Again, just don't open your eyes during that time. I can't be responsible for what happens to you if you do. If you feel that you might lose your erection, try to focus on something to hold it, at least until the weird noises stop. If you feel my grip getting painfully firm on you, like claws, stop moving and I'll gradually let you go. After we're done having sex, I will ask you some questions, like how it was for you. Have you had any better partners? How many girls have you slept with? I need you to answer this all truthfully as possible. I'll know if you lie. Once we're ready to go to bed, put a piece of any kind of raw meat out of the fridge on the counter and leave it there overnight. We'll be sleeping in the same bed, so if you touch me during the night and I feel cold, ignore me. I may wake up and try to coax you to speak to me by asking you a question or becoming hysterical. Whatever I do, just ignore me. I won't hurt you, so long as you pretend that I'm not there. You'll just be fine. If you wake up and find me staring through the window, get out of the apartment as quickly as you can. Don't bother getting dressed, just get out. If you wake up and I'm not there, call out to me. You're going to hear one of the following things, either me saying that I'll be right back, or calling you to come out. Ignore the latter, that's not me. And last, but the most important rule, make sure to set your alarm and wake up at exactly 6:06 a.m. If you see me still in bed by then, covered with a blanket over my head, get out of the apartment as quickly as you can. I'll be out of your apartment by 6:05 a.m. No exceptions. That's all. She exhaled, staring at me in anticipation. I stared back with mouth agape. I hadn't even realized how dumbfounded and breathless I was until she finished. So do you have any questions? She shrugged. Everything's clear. Give me a moment, please. I need to use the bathroom. I fumbled to form a sentence and excused myself to the toilet. While there, I texted Matt. Hey, bro, you know a girl named Melissa? His response came almost immediately. Yeah, why? I said, well, I hooked up with her, but I heard you said there was something wrong with her. What's her problem? Matt read my message right away, but responded only after a minute. Did you invite her home? The message made me feel uneasy. I started to type, but his next message came through. Bro, please tell me you didn't invite her home. I did, I responded, my hands practically shaking by this point. Fuck, Matt replied. What is it? I asked, now starting to feel a full-blown panic attack. He said, you have to go through with her rules now. Don't kick her out before she decides to leave on her own. She will be out of there by 6:05 a.m. Bro, what are you talking about? I'll just tell her I'm not feeling well and send her home. Don't do that. Listen to me. Don't do that. He immediately responded. Why? I asked. He typed for a moment before saying, because my friend Kit did. And they found him dead in his bed 2 days ago. Just then, three slow knocks resounded on my bathroom door.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for watching tonight's video on YouTube, for listening to tonight's episode on the podcast that you can find on Spotify, on Apple, and on Google Play, or anywhere else that you guys happen to listen to podcasts. One other thing I wanted to tell you before we get to moving on to the patrons is the books that are currently available on Amazon. If you guys like seeing creepypasta stuff from me or from many of the authors that I work with, check out the Creepypasta Collections, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. You can find them both on Amazon. Really, the stars of those are the authors that are in them, which are some of the greatest authors, I think, from both classical creepypastas as well as up to modern ones we've worked with today. And now, for patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, which you can always find in a link in the description, I want to give you all a very big thanks. There's many of you down there in the descriptions who I give big thanks to, and everybody also at this tier, like Dr. Strawberry, Jordan Alexander Sanchez, Ken Lando Higuchi, Brianna Ventine Jensen, Chompinski, The Red Oak Shield Virus, Sandy Barney, H.G. Weevil 3, Diana Krause, Stephen Van Huss, Tristan Pelton, Nico Kao, The Ginger Bros, Dante Rao, Rafael Rodriguez, Last Blade Song, Don Muehlmeister, Eliminator 86, Nebsky, Steampunk Sinner, Optimistic Avocado, Caleb Dougal, Daniel Paulson, Finley, and Sky Harbor. You guys are the MVPs, and you guys keep the channel running, and I honestly cannot thank you enough for all that you do. That's all for tonight, guys. Sweet dreams.